Hey everyone, this is the quiet noise of an undergrad podcast. Though you can barely hear them, they swell up inside of me and thus cannot be left to not go out into some corner of the world to pulse, to reverberate, to echo, to be heard. My words, my breath, my noise. Today, my noise echoes the cries of time, symbols, interpretation, innocence, realization, fear, and what it may look like to wander in this life. I hope you enjoy. In life, we want the absolute, the definitive, the unwavering, the unambiguous. But absolute what, you ask? Absolute truth? Certainty? Fact? Perfection? Or just the belief that there is an absolute, and that if we search for it long enough, we will find it, and it will be enough, and we will not have to continue in our uncomfortable wandering. But is there an absolute to wandering? Life is about the journey, not the destination, they say. But if that is true, why do we even need to talk about the destination, this idea of an absolute, if we're never going to be able to reach it? As a child, you found the excitement in everything, and no season was too bitter for you to not wander outside into the unknown. Nothing could prevent you from wandering. Even when you were confined to the walls of your room, you wandered. In and out of the pages of stories, in and out of conversations of your action figures and stuffed animals and dolls, in and out of the dreams that woke you crying, in the mornings when you were too excited for the day to sleep past 5 a.m. But somewhere in the midst of all those ins and outs, we begin to stop wondering. Our eyes begin to open wider, not in wonder or excitement, but in fear and realization of the world that we're living in. We have experiences that shake us. We meet people that change us. We lose things we thought we'd have forever, and all of a sudden we forget that we ever found excitement in any and every season. We begin to complain about the weather as we discuss it with coworkers and great uncles whose names we can't remember. Our words and our smiles become artificial because the snowflakes no longer land on our tongues gracefully, but pelt our eyes painfully. The thunder no longer rings of mystery and grandeur. Instead, it reminds us that the sky isn't always shining and that our socks will probably end up soggy before the day is over. Somewhere between learning to tie our shoes and learning to do taxes, we forgot how to interpret the act of learning as a profound experience. Somewhere between jumping in mud puddles to make a mess on purpose and always making sure to not track mud into the house, we started ignoring the symbolic truth that our lives are always a mess, and that mud pressed and dried into the rug is sometimes a part of that. Somewhere between our youthful energy and our dear attachment to our couch, we stopped gazing up at the trees, the sky, the world, and all that it holds. Somewhere between wandering through each day and finding everything exciting, and wandering through each day anticipating its end, we began to long for different things. We no longer longed for the astonishing, because it became easier just to see the mundane. We no longer longed for the innocence, because we realized nothing is. We no longer wished for morning to come quicker, but for the alarm clock to forget to blare its cry. We have forgotten how to listen for the music and everything, to wonder if perhaps the mundane does not mean that it cannot still be astonishing, that a lack of purity does not prevent a sort of captivating wildness, and that perhaps the alarm is singing a song of the hopefulness of a new day, and that perhaps we are too stubborn to understand a world of upbeat and anticipative symbols that do reveal that though nothing may be absolute, there is a delight in the comfort and discomfort of simply wandering. Reality hit us at some point, and reality scared us, and sometimes reality becomes so paralyzing that we don't even know how to live. But perhaps these words and this quiet noise can be a symbol, an opportunity to wonder at where your life stands, at where you stand beneath the snow, beneath the thunder, beneath the trees. How do you interpret the seasons? How do you live? How do you wander? Thanks for listening.